Next item, recommendations of the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board and Commercial Fishing Advisory Board. Sonia, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. For the new members, my name is Sonia Davis. I'm a Fisheries Management Specialist Senior. This is my first presentation, and I do have blue sheets.
I got them.
There you go.
Have at it.
It means something. I don't know what it means.
But we're not sure.
I've been here 7 years.
And the reason why I passed out the blue sheets was because I received the actual cost if the commission was interested in funding the propeller scarring project that Dr. Orth mentioned earlier. The total cost of the project is $22,600. Traditionally, the commission has split the cost between the commercial board and the recreational board fund at $11,300. I don't know if you want to take that separately, since the commercial and recreational board, they do not review that project. This is a commission-only reviewed project.
It's a pleasure of the commission on Dr. Worth's request. Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, move to approve.
Second.
Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? I think it's a good program. I think Dr. Worth has done very, very good work through the years with it. It's certainly money well spent. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Yes, ma'am, proceed.
Okay. I probably should have done this first. The status of the recreational license fund is about $1.7 million. The Recreational Fishing Advisory Board has recommended eight projects totaling $480,908. The three projects, or the projects that they did not support for this review cycle, were item M, which is a menhaden project, N, which is a striped bass project, O, which is a speckled trout project, and Q, which was a kids event, citing that they felt like the children would be coming from an area that was not part of the license area, and the project manager was not there to answer whether or not that was true or not.
Has the project manager been notified of the decision and had the opportunity
yes.
to come back?
Yes.
Okay.
I have not heard from him.
I guess the question I've got out of all of them, I'm not. The new members familiar with the rec board and the rec fund?
No. No, oh. Could you give it back?
Okay. Sorry about that. The Virginia Saltwater Recreational Fishing Development Fund is essentially where all the license money for any sale of saltwater recreational licenses, as well as charter boat, fishing guide licenses, fishing piers, rental boats, all that money is collected in a special fund.
By code of Virginia.
By code.
By law.
Yes. And by code also, we have a Recreational Fishing Advisory Board that's made up of a spread out across the map group from recreational and charter interests that spend essentially 6 months reviewing projects. They started in May, had the first presentation of all the projects that were presented. In July, they hold a public comment period, and we also get written public comments, which all those were included in your packet. And then the final meeting, they have sort of a work session to see where we are with the status of the budget, and then they make final recommendations as far as which projects they feel deserve support and the recreational fishing industry support as well. So that's the part for the recreational side. We also have, for the same thing, a commercial license fund. The majority of the funds collected by the commercial license sales go to administer the mandatory reporting project for plans and statistics. Funds that are left over, we can utilize for projects. For this year, our budget is really only $123,040, which much less than the recreational sector to work with, so we're very limited on the projects there.
No question.
Question, Mr. Sessom.
So the total amount generated is $1.7 million from that fee? Is that right?
Or has money... No, actually, we collect a lot more, but at present, because of ongoing projects such as the saltwater fishing tournament, and also we've gone through a series of...
Budget reductions,
mm-hmm. Where we've had to make up funds that we were lost from general funds. And that, totaling all the things that have to come out, it's about $1.5 million. And that amount is taken off the top at the beginning of the fiscal year on July 1st. So this is after those items have been budgeted for. This is the amount that's left. And also... This is only through August, so we are every month we're collecting additional license fees.
How often does the commission vote on expending these funds? Is this once every couple of months or 3 months? Or?
In the last few years, we've gone to one review cycle. We were originally doing two review cycles that went from January to May, and I would make this presentation in May, and then a July through November. But because of these budget reductions, license sales seem to be on a little bit of a downward trend going with the economy. The Recreational Fishing Advisory Board and staff believe that maybe we should go to one review cycle. And so for the last 3 years, we've been just doing this one review cycle. So
there's $1.2 million left?
$1.7.
But if this is approved, the recommended suggestions, then there'll be 1.2 left.
Correct.
Okay.
Further questions on the Mr. Lane and then Mr. Robbins?
Just a curiosity, how much of the marine fishery license money, this big pot, did the General Assembly divert to non-marine fisheries appropriations?
They didn't
None.
Divert to that. What it was is the legislature and the governor's budgets have taken general funds away from the Marine Resources Commission, and were asked to use recreational and some commercial license funds to make up those losses.
For example,
$1.1 million.
Law enforcement, a good chunk is paid. Jane, you want to? Yeah. Ms. McCroskey, Chief of Administration and Finance, can give you it to the penny. Jane?
The high standard.
Well, your question, Mr. Lane, was how much was diverted?
Correct.
We were allowed, as Sonia was saying, to use this money to fund part of our law enforcement program and also part of our fisheries management program, because if you look at the code that describes the recreational license fund, those monies may be used for that purpose. And so Sonia said it was slightly over $1 million that over the course of the series of budget reductions, sir, have, you know, the monies are now funding part of our ongoing core services.
So none of this just went generally to the general fund?
No, sir. We would lose all of our federal wallet bro monies. We have to be very, very careful, Mr. Lane, when we do anything with this fund, because the federal laws that give us wallet bro, money that's be used for different types of recreational studies, also those federal laws control how and when and what you do with your recreational state license monies as well. So we everything that we've done has been acceptable to the Department of the Interior, which is the federal agency we work with, and also the General Assembly.
Bottom line is, although the monies have been diverted for other uses here at the agency because of general fund shortfalls, none of the monies have been taken out of the recreational fund and put back into the general fund for uses in other places other than the Marine Resources Commission.
That's what I was getting at. Thank you. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, because if we did that, we would immediately forfeit our grant money.
Further questions? Ms. Robbins, you have a question?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do, and mine relates back to the ASMFC, so I may direct this to Jack. I'm looking at these projects, and one of them relates to the survey design for Atlantic Menhaden, and I just wanted to get a sense of how that relates to the commission work and process right now, because the commission is on the verge, as I understand it, of initiating two different addenda, one of which would establish reference points for the management of Menhaden, and then another that would actually develop management measures to achieve those reference points. So does this fit into that management scheme?
The one large deficit in our understanding of the Menhaden stock along the Atlantic coast is the lack of an estimate of adult Menhaden abundance. You saw all the information we have on blue crabs. You know, we can tell you right down to the crab how many crabs are in Chesapeake Bay. We can't do that with Menhaden along the Atlantic coast. And the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission is getting ready to make some pretty significant decisions on how that stock should be managed, including measures that might cut the harvest by as much as 45%.
For both the reduction and bait fishery, correct?
All the fisheries
right
along the Atlantic. So Dr. Latour came to me some time ago, primarily at the request of Senator Northam and Senator Stewart, who you may recall had a
work group,
ad hoc work group of legislators looking at the Menhaden issue last year. And they were interested in furthering the cause of understanding Menhaden along the Atlantic. And Rob said, well, here's what we don't know. Here's what we need to do to get that information. It's the first step is to design a survey along the Atlantic that can capably measure the number of Menhaden along the Atlantic. And this is the first step of doing that. Once the survey is designed, then you've got to come up with the money, obviously, to put it into action. But it was Senator Northam and Senator Stewart's thoughts that once you had the design, you could then shop that around with the other states, with Virginia, with ASMFC, to find the funding to actually do the survey.
Further question, Mr. Robbins?
Well, so but to follow up, so if this becomes the overarching survey for Atlantic Menhaden on the East Coast, I mean, it puts Virginia in, I would think, a leading role in the design, at least, or the initial phases of developing that survey. Are there adequate resources to in this fund right now to pull it above the line, or how much is
plenty of money.
How much is left in
this? $55,373. $55,373. Plenty of money in the fund. This would be a one-shot deal. It's not an ongoing design. Multiple years. And just to your last point there, I've always said that the guys who can go to ASMFC with their own surveys, with their own data, tend to be the winners in the arguments. And we saw that, we've seen that for the last 20 years. Maryland ruled on striped bass because they were the ones who had the best data, you know, and it's been that way. You know, who shows up with the best surveys and the best monitoring data tend to rule the day.
Further questions?
I'll make a comment.
Mr. Fox, please.
this Menhaden subject is one on which there's a whole lot of heat and not much light. We trying to make decisions with, I think, in many cases, very poor data. And I come, of course, from Reedville, where Menhaden fishing is very important. But I think we need, if we had science that demonstrated the quotas need to be placed or quotas cut back, I would support it if the science was there. Based on where we are now, we don't have the science to make an intelligent decision, and people are trying to go out and make decisions without the science, and I'm suspicious of that. So I would support funding this survey design.
Is that a motion?
Yes, I make it a motion.
you want to go ahead and not to put words in your mouth, we've got others to deal with, all the others that were recommended as well. Do you want to take care of everything one fell swoop?
I have all of them plus the survey design for adult Atlantic Menhaden, and I think we've already voted on this boat scarring, so
right.
We can skip that.
Is there a second to Mr. Fox's motion? Second by Mr. Plumlee. Further discussion? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to say I appreciate the work that the committee does in screening and reviewing all these. They put a lot of thought and input into this, so I don't take lightly modifying their recommendations, but I think given the timeliness of this relative to the potential management actions that will be ongoing over the next couple of years, I think this is an important step forward in terms of improving our understanding of that stock.
Well made. Mr. Tankard.
Yeah, I just want to also say if there's one thing that people having heard or figured out that I'm serve on this commission, first thing they talk about is crab dredging. The next thing they talk about is Menhaden. It's a very hot topic, and I don't think we can avoid, if we are able to make study of this important fishery that Virginians seem to also think is important.
Thank you, Mr. Tankard. Further discussion?
May I ask a question?
Yeah, you may.
Does your motion also include the increase of $10,000 for the rec board travel reimbursement? It's at the very bottom. It was a staff recommendation.
Yeah. Yes.
Second to the motion, accept that?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. I've got one other item. Won't take long.
Can we do the commercial?
Yeah, we got commercial too. Go ahead. I forgot about that. Go ahead.
As I said before, the budget is much smaller for commercial projects. It's $123,040. We had the rec board sort of played with what the commercial board reviewed. They reviewed these five projects, including the Menhaden and the Shrike Bass. But the rec board decided at that time they were not going to recommend the Menhaden or Striped Bass, and so they thought rather than putting $10,000 of the commercial, they would just apply those funds to the Wallet Bro match, and that would bring the commercial Wallet Bro match to $35,000. Traditionally, we've split the American Eel with rec and commercial, so the commercial portion would be $23,329, and then an entirely commercial-only funded project is with the Marine Products Board for the Virginia Aquaculture Oyster Industry Marketing of $50,000. Any questions? So the three projects is $108,329.
So the bottom line is it's $34,11 left over, which is exactly the same amount that's needed to be the match for the $34,11 left over at the bottom.
After funding the propeller scarring and then the three projects that are being recommended. And again, that's after mandatory reporting.
Jack, how bad is that going to mess up the Menhaden if we start?
Cover the Menhaden, yeah, I was thinking
about. What about the Menhaden coverage from this commercial? Matters before the commission.
I'll move to approve.
Motion made to approve. Is there a second to it?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Sonia.